I know people are whispering about me. Even if I don't always let on, I can hear them. I can. I know that my family, friends, and the staff around here are concerned that I've become just a bit obsessed about the current baseball playoffs. I believe the medical term is fruitcake. At least that's the word I overhear. I'm not obsessed, really. No, no. A man who is obsessed traces everything that happens in life back to his obsession. How pathetic. Not me. I understand that these baseball playoffs, including, as they now do, the prospect that the Chicago Cubs could win their first World Series since Roosevelt was president, and I mean Teddy, by the way, not even Franklin, are nary a small story in the welter of world events. I so heartened to see South Africa's great novelist J.M. Coetzee win the Nobel Prize for Literature this week. As the Swedish Academy noted, Mr. Coetzee's novels, including Disgrace, Waiting for the Barbarians, and Age of Iron, are characterized by their well-crafted composition and analytical brilliance. Mr. Coetzee is now 63. He's teaching this term at the University of Chicago. So I watched the Cubs play the Atlanta Braves last night in Wrigley Field, but only to see if I could pick out J.M. Coetzee somewhere in that crowd of 40,000 people. Okay, I confess, it was hard to see a man wearing a sweatshirt that says, "I just won the Nobel Prize for Literature, and all I got was $1.3 million, which is less than what a second-string catcher earns." I couldn't find Mr. Coetzee. Maybe he was one of the men who'd stripped to the waist and painted a red cub C over his breast. I mean, as a novelist, he might express himself with such stark symbolism. David Kaye's interim report this week about the failure to so far find evidence of weapons of mass destruction in Iraq is a crucial story. Was the intelligence wrong, or did governments misinform the public? This week, though, I admit that whenever I heard that phrase, weapons of mass destruction, I thought of Kerry Wood and Mark Pryor's pitching arms. Sure glad Mr. K hasn't caught up with them. California recall campaign is entering its final days. All of the irresistible jokes aside, the recall may be a defining test of whether the levers of direct democracy, referenda, and recalls may override the historic idea of representative democracy. But then I think, California recall. Is it really mere coincidence that the vaunted San Francisco Giants are just a game away from being defeated in the playoffs against the Florida Marlins? Freud and Jung knew there's no such thing as coincidence. Cub fans, we know that too. I'm not obsessed, really, just observant.